Attention, mill spouses, families, and service members. It's now time for another empowering episode of Army Wife Talk Radio, the leading and longest running podcast of its kind. AWTR is here to engage, educate, and encourage you by sharing dynamic interviews, social media connections, news, and empowering military life information. Here are your AWTR hosts, your Army Wife Network Command Team.
Welcome to Army Wife Talk Radio, the podcast that engages, educates, encourages, and empowers military spouses and families around the world. This is episode number 762, and I'm your host, Sarah Peachy, Army Wife Network Content Editor.
And I'm Molly Ritterbeck, Army Wife Network Engagement Ambassador, joining Sarah today. We are so excited to bring you resources to help you on your military life journey. On today's show, we will listen in to an interview conducted by Army Wife Network owner and commander Sherita Knobloch with guest Yvonne Coombe, founder of Operation Deployer Dress, an organization that collects gently used formal dresses and distributes them to service members and their spouses for free to help offset the cost of attending military events. She is also the 2020 Armed Forces Insurance Army Military Spouse of the Year, largely due to her work with Operation Deployer Dress. Later in the show, we will hear from our News 6 correspondent, Jolene McNutt, Resource Recon, Empowerment Agent, and more.
As many of you know, Army Wife Network is completely volunteer-powered, and we couldn't do what we do without our core of volunteers. So on that note, I'd like to welcome you back to the team, Molly, since you took a little break there. We look forward to all you have planned for Army Wife Network. Would you like to reintroduce yourself to the listeners?
Sarah, thank you for that. Yes, I am back. I took a little bit of time off, but I am a military spouse of almost 17 years, and we are nearing the retirement portion of the career. We are here in, we are in Fort Benning, Georgia. I have three beautiful children and I work full time, and we are just starting to look ahead, and I am very excited to get back to giving back to the community.
We are so lucky to have you. Can you tell a little bit about what you're doing for Army Wife Network?
So I am the engagement ambassador. So what I'm going to be doing is making sure we stay in touch with those that are part of our network, making sure they know we're here for them, getting them active with us, making sure we're giving them, you know, what they want to hear, and finding creative ways to stick together.
A great way to make everyone feel included and seen and heard. So it's a nice big job for you. We look forward to all that you do.
Thank you. I am very excited. And I'm happy to be back. It feels like home.
We are so lucky to have you.
Listeners, we would now like to share with you this week's Empowerment Minute. After that, let's hear from our ever-faithful News 6 correspondent, Jolene McNutt, with this week's top story.
Today, I want to take a minute to talk to you about the power of gratitude. It sounds so simple, but did you know that expressing gratitude can increase your happiness and lessen your anxiety? According to a Harvard medical study, through positive psychology research, gratitude is strongly and consistently associated with greater happiness. Gratitude helps people feel more positive emotions, relish good experiences, improve their health, deal with adversity, and build strong relationships. For me personally, as an anxiety sufferer, expressing gratitude in a very stressful moment actually helps to put me in a more relaxed state. Being thankful is truly something I've started incorporating in my everyday life rather than just around the holidays. There are so many ways that you can express gratitude daily. A few simple ways to show gratitude on a regular basis include meditation, prayer, writing in a gratitude journal, writing a thank you note to someone, or even thanking someone mentally for a brief moment. Try it out and think, what do you have to be grateful for today?
No news is typically good news in this military life. except on Army Wife Talk Radio. So here is our AWN News 6 correspondent with this week's top stories.
Hi, Sarah and Molly. Here's this week's top stories. The Federal Emergency Management Agency, also known as FEMA, designates September as National Preparedness Month. This year's campaign theme is Disasters Won't Wait. Make your plan today. Throughout September, FEMA will be focusing on various aspects of preparing for disasters, including having a communication plan for before, during, and after a disaster, how to assemble an emergency supply kit, and how to talk to children about disasters and emergencies. Find more details at ready.gov/September. Three men are safe and in good condition after their SOS message was spotted by Air National Guardsmen from the 203rd Air Refueling Squadron from the Hawaii Air National Guard and the 171st Air Refueling Wing from the Pennsylvania Air National Guard. The team was part of a search and rescue mission aimed to help find the missing men. The three men had been missing for 3 days, according to Air Force Times. They had drifted off course in their 23-foot boat and ran out of fuel. They landed on a small, uninhabited island in the Micronesia archipelago. In a joint effort to locate the missing men, an Australian military ship was diverted to the area to assist searchers from Guam and the United States. Once spotted, a U.S. Coast Guard HC-130 Hercules airdropped a radio and message block informing them the FSS Independence was en route to rescue and return them home, said Air Force Times. A helicopter crew from the Australian military ship landed on the beach with food and water. The men were about 118 miles from where they had originally set out. Read more at airforcetimes.com. The Department of Defense has announced new ways to access hourly child care, according to press release. This new service provides a flexible way that empowers modern military families to find child care services that best meet their hourly care needs, said Kim Joyner, Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for Military Community and Family Policy. To access the service, head to militaryonesource.mil and search for alternative child care options. Click on their link that reads Log In to Access. From there, you will log into your Military OneSource account, receive a code for a free subscription to the service provider that the Department of Defense has partnered with. You then need to set up the new account with the service provider and use your Military OneSource generated code. Once in the system, you follow simple prompts to share the type of care that you need. You can also search for potential care providers, check references, review background checks, and search based on your own needs and criteria, from virtual tutoring to full-time nanny care. Read more at defense.gov. And this week in history, President Harry S. Truman declared VJ Day on September 2, 1945, after Japan formally surrendered aboard the battleship USS Missouri in Tokyo Bay, bringing an end to World War II. Find the link to all of our News 6 reports at armywifenetwork.com. This is your Army Wife Network News 6 correspondent, Jolene McNutt, signing out.
I always love hearing from Jolene because she always shares such relevant and timely stories in a neat little news package. It's time for a quick break, but stay tuned for our interview with Yvonne Coombs.
Hoo-ah and hello, AWTR listeners. As per usual, I'm Sharita Knobloch, your Army Wife Network owner and commander. Today, it is my absolute honor to bring you an empowering information from Yvonne Coombs, founder of Operation Deploy Your Dress and the Armed Forces Insurance 2020 Army Spouse of the Year. Yvonne is an Army artillery wife of almost 20 years. She and her family have moved 13 times and lived overseas twice in Canada. Yvonne has two sons, Jacob, who's 22, and Jackson, 14, and a sweet golden doodle named Phineas. The Coombs family is currently stationed at Fort Carson, Colorado, but it was when they were stationed back at Fort Bliss in late 2015 that Yvonne and four Army spouse friends co-founded the 501(c) nonprofit called Operation Deploy Your Dress, ODYD. In May of 2020, Yvonne was named Armed Forces Insurance Army Spouse of the Year, largely in part due to her efforts with Operation Deploy Your Dress. Congratulations and welcome to the show, Yvonne.
Thank you, and thank you for having me.
Well, I am a big fan of ODYD, and I'm so thrilled with your recent selection to 2020 AFI Army Spouse of the Year. Before we jump in, I want to share with our audience just a little bit more about your mission, but before we get started, happy birthday!
Thank you so much. It's exciting. I like birthdays. I'm kind of a kid when it comes to birthdays, so thank you.
What are your birthday plans for the day that this airs?
I will spend the day with my family, and hopefully they'll give me lots of presents, right?
Presents and cake. I hope there's cake.
Of course.
I don't know, like ice cream, margarita, something delicious. I'm a foodie on my birthday. I'm gonna need some sushi, cake.
I'm usually the cake maker, so hopefully they don't expect me to make my own cake. I better have a cake, right?
Yes, I may or may not have done that for myself. I'm like, it's my birthday and I will have a cake. Because my husband's like, what? I mean, you know how it is with Army spouses. Usually it's our husbands aren't even around. So it's like,
say yes.
Mandatory fun for our birthday. Well, Yvonne, let's go ahead and jump in. Tell our listeners, why did you start ODYD?
Operation Deploy Your Dress was started back in December of 2015, accidentally. there were five military spouses at Fort Bliss that were in three different units there on post who were all going to do dress swaps for their units' upcoming balls. And so instead of us doing three separate dress swaps, we decided, let's just combine forces, do one big dress swap so our neighbors didn't have to choose who they donated their dresses to. And, you know, we would borrow one of the community centers on post, set up, distribute our dresses. We were hoping, our goal was 200 dresses. We were hoping to get 200 dresses and, you know, just put them out for anybody who needed them and then go about our lives after that. And the universe had a different plan for us. So we ended up getting a little bit of national media attention very quickly. And as a result, got lots of dresses very quickly. We got about 3,000 dresses.
Whoa.
Before we knew it. And so we spoke to the garrison commander. He gave us a space to use just to distribute the dresses because we knew they weren't going to go away in a weekend. Then before we knew it, we were like, you know what? This isn't going to go away even in a couple of months, a couple of years. Let's keep this going. The need is there. The desire to help is there. Let's keep this going and see how many families we can help. So we slapped a name on it and started running.
That is so cool. And I love that it was a very happy, very cool accident. Like,
absolutely.
Talk about the epitome of the military spouse, no plan, plan.
Right? I mean, we couldn't have planned this better had we have tried.
And I'm super familiar with ODYD. I've donated a lot to dresses. I've gotten some dresses. And I did not know you guys started at Fort Bliss. I'm stationed there right now. And I know that your location at Fort Bliss just recently moved, I think, in the last year to actually an even more user-friendly space. And
absolutely.
I love it. And I didn't know it started at Bliss. Like,
yes.
That's so Bliss. Cool.
Bliss was the birthplace of ODYD. Oh,
that is fabulous. I did not know that. Speaking of locations, so we've got Fort Bliss, obviously, but where are your other locations right now for ODYD?
So we are also, stationed. Yes, we are also stationed at Fort Eustis, Virginia. That was our next branch. And then we went to JBLM, Washington.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went to Fort Benning, Georgia. Nope, sorry. We went to Fort Irwin, California, then Fort Benning, Georgia, then Fort Stewart, Georgia, and then Fort Carson, Colorado. And so those are our seven currently.
Okay.
Did I say seven?
I think you said seven. I really wasn't counting because I was just mapping this out in my head, how you've literally went from coast to coast and back again, like Midwest and all over the place, which is so cool. So let's say our listeners tuning in right now are interested in kind of launching an ODYD at their installation. How does that work?
You know, we work through the spouses clubs on the installation. The spouses clubs, we think, are the best partners for us to work with because mm-hmm. they exist to support the community that they are in. And that's what we're trying to do, is support that community. So it's been a very good partnership with each of the installations that we're on to work with those spouses clubs to become a program that they offer under their spouses club. And so really, if somebody wants to get an ODYD there, that's the best thing, is to go to their spouses club and ask them to reach out to us, because that's who we're going to have to work with anyway.
Well, I just realized as we started this conversation, probably because I'm fangirling a little bit, just with ODYD and, you know, I mean, come on, AFI, Army Spouse of the Year, let's be real. We didn't really tell a lot about what Operation Deploy Your Dress is for any listeners who might not be familiar with that. So can you kind of set that context of, you've mentioned kind of like a dress swap, but I know it's much more than that. So can you share a little bit more about ODYD and your mission and kind of the specs involved should someone have a military ball coming up the next few months that they want to get connected?
Absolutely. So Operation Deploy Your Dress, like I said, it started off as a dress swap. And a dress swap on an installation is people have dresses in their closet they're not going to wear again. So they trade with a neighbor or something, so they can go to the ball in a quote unquote new dress, but they didn't actually have to go and spend the money, because military balls can be very expensive. So that's what that was the intent. So this Operation Deploy Your Dress is kind of like a large scale dress swap, but it gets everybody involved. It's not just, you know, two military spouse neighbors that are swapping dresses. We collect dresses from all over the country, civilians, military people, retired military people, anybody who's had a formal gown that they're not going to wear again, that's hanging in their closet, but they have too much of an emotional connection to donate it to a thrift store, or they paid way too much money to want to just get rid of it otherwise. They hear about Operation Deploy Your Dress and they want to give it to us because they want to support the military. You know, we have this slogan as Operation Deploy Your Dress is donating America's patriotism one dress at a time. And it's a lot of times civilians say, like, we want to support the troops. What can we do? What can we do? And, you know, they put a sign in their yard, they tie a yellow ribbon, those types of things, which we appreciate that they are showing us their support. They're showing that they're there for us, but they want something tangible to do. And this is something that they don't have to necessarily go out and spend money. It's the cost of postage to get it to one of our installations, but they can still support in a huge way, because military balls are important. It's where military service members and their spouses and their families go to learn about camaraderie and to learn about the history and tradition of that unit that they're currently in. They meet people who are also in that unit and families that are also in that unit, so they can connect whenever there's a deployment or a training exercise that comes up. So it's important for them to get there. And oftentimes they can't because they're expensive. So it's just a great way to build a community. And so you can come into our shops. We have them, like I said, on 7 installations. You can choose one dress and one accessory per calendar year. It's 100% free, and it's not a borrow and return. It's yours to keep. If you find a dress that you love, but it's too big, take it, alter it. It's yours to keep. If you find a dress and you'd rather it be short than long, take it and make it a short dress. You know, we just ask that they don't sell the dresses or try to profit off of the donor's generosity, but otherwise that's their dress to keep.
I just love ODYD, and I have to just side note, share my own personal experience, just because not only is this completely free, which obviously I'm already 100% on board, because you're so right. By the time you pay for childcare for, you know, if we have littles during a military ball plus the tickets, you know, you're racking it up already. And if we, you know, and of course, like, our service members always have to add new things to their uniform and make sure they're dry cleaned and pressed and all that stuff, and a dress. It is a very expensive endeavor. And so, first of all, I so appreciate how it's all free, but it is such a fun experience to truly go on a scavenger hunt for a dress, because I think it opens us as military spouses up to try on things that probably we would never in a billion years seek out.
Yes.
You know, from Iraq. Like, I know 2 years ago, I got a dress that was like orange.
Yes, you were the girl on fire.
Yes, girl on fire. Yes, it was orange. And never in a billion years would I have gone into a dress shop and been like, I think I'm going to wear orange this year, you know? But I wore it and I was like, dadgum, it fits. And this is, everybody's like, you're like Belle from Beauty and the Beast, only in orange instead of yellow. And I was like, all right, I'm out of here. And I find it in, you know, 5 minutes. And then this last year, this crazy red, fluffy, like salsa dress that I was like, I never would have been able A, to afford it, and B, probably wouldn't even have tried it on. But I felt like a million bucks, and it's so much fun. I'm rambling, but I love what you guys are doing at ODYD, and encourage all military spouses to donate dresses. Civilians, if you're listening, if you got that old bridesmaid dress hanging in your closet that you're like not going to wear it again or it doesn't fit anymore, go ahead and send it to your nearest ODYD. The only cost is that postage that Yvonne mentioned. So Yvonne, my next question is, what other than the happy accident of starting ODYD, what have been the biggest surprises with this organization?
So since we're giving away free dresses, we don't make any money off of this. Mm-hmm. Everybody that is running Operation A Player Dress, from the national level, we're running things behind the scenes, to at each of our shops, are all volunteers. Mm-hmm. And so to see so many people see our vision and see that it's more than a dress, you know, and want to join us and say, yes, we believe in this and we want to do this. And to have so many people volunteer their time to do this has been a huge surprise. And it's been very touching. You know, it's the community that has built around dresses has been a bit of a surprise, but a very happy surprise. Honestly, just, I think that we're, you know, we're still here, and not that I'm surprised that we were able to do it. It's just, I think, you know, I said it's more than a dress. I think people seeing what this is, and that it mm-hmm. is just like, oh yeah, they're giving away some dresses, you know, that it is what it's doing for military families, what it's doing for military communities, and even what it's doing for our volunteers by giving them something, a sense of identity for themselves, you know, that this is their own thing that mm-hmm. they do. They're managing a shop. It's giving them concrete, transferable resources and experience that they can take whenever they are ready to get a job, a paying job. They can take the experience that they've had running our shop and keeping an inventory and stuff like that and turn it into a job. We've had, mm-hmm. we've had prior volunteers use their work experience with Operation A Player Dress to get jobs. So there's just, it's like an onion. I hate onions, but it's like an onion.
There's so, so many layers.
There's so many layers to Operation A Player Dress that we didn't expect would be there, but they just keep showing themselves, and they're amazing.
Yeah. It's like a parfait, like they say on Shrek when they're like, I hate onions, but it's like a parfait with the layers or the trifle. Yeah.
Exactly.
Desserts. But
trifle, that's better.
Trifle. I totally feel you in this. And I think it is, you mentioned it's so much more than a dress, and it absolutely is, because you guys are creating this unique experience. You know, I've gotten to participate in kind of like the ODYD experiences where we go as a battalion, you know, the yes. battalion spouses go, and we're all helping each other be like, that looks good, that doesn't fit, or hey, can you zip me up? And it really already builds that camaraderie, and it truly is like an adventure. And it's been 2 or 3 years and we're still talking about the girl on fire dress.
Yes.
I just think there's, and it just makes you feel so beautiful, just because I think you know firsthand, Yvonne, that military spouses are so self-sacrificial, and we will give everything we've got to support our service members and our kids. But this is something that's for us. Like, we want to feel like a princess. We want to feel beautiful. We want to feel empowered in the girl on fire or the crazy red salsa dress or the blue, black, whatever that maybe we normally wouldn't have access to.
Well, absolutely. You're not, you know, we're not having people get left out of these events because they can't afford to go. And they're having the, like you said, those amazing moments with their friends or with other people in their service members unit to choose the dress. And so, you know, I like to say happy spouse, happy house. Mm-hmm. And so I think we're helping military families on another level too, just by giving them that moment.
So, so true. Obviously you guys are kind of a big deal. And you're doing some big, big things. I would appreciate it. Could you share with us some of the stats or the numbers regarding all things Operation Deployer Dress, as far as how many dresses have you deployed in the last 5-ish years at your 7+ installation locations?
We've been deploying dresses just under 5 years. It'll be 5 years in December. Mm-hmm. And we did have a, you know, COVID happened.
Right.
So we had a little bit of a down downturn this year, but we've still donated close to 12,000 dresses, or way close to 12,000 dresses, actually 11,692. we had 5,078 volunteer hours in 2019 alone.
So wow.
People giving their time back to the military community. You know, we have a pop-up event that we do in DC every year. We didn't get to do it this year, but we are working hard to get it done next year. And where we have somewhere around 50 to 75 people that just come out and volunteer their time just for that weekend to give away dresses. So it's special. And we are always surprised but touched when somebody, you know, we meet somebody for the first time and they've heard about Operation Apollo Dress. Mm-hmm. And we're like, you've heard about us? What? I've described it as, it's kind of like whenever you have a baby, if your baby were to become famous, it's still your baby. You don't have other people knowing who they are. I'm assuming it's the same way. I don't have a famous baby, so I don't know this, but Odie Whitey's kind of my baby. So I feel like it's a famous baby.
Yeah. And they're like, hey, you're the mom. You're Odie Whitey's mom.
One of five. Yes. This is a group communal momming over here.
Yes. Hey, it takes a village, whether it's Odie Whitey or actually raising real tiny humans. I feel you on that.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh, well, as I mentioned, Yvonne, I am for real fangirling here, just with your mission and who you are as a person and your willingness to serve. And really, I'm okay with fangirling because I think it's absolutely well-deserved. I cannot wait to keep the conversation going in just a few moments after this short commercial break. Listeners, if you would like to connect with Yvonne or Operation Deploy Your Dress, check them out online on social media, Instagram at EEVEE_Coombes, COOMBES, and at ODYD1, on Facebook at Operation Deploy Your Dress, and at 2020 AFI MSOY Army, or online website OperationDeployYourDress.org. Now it's time for that quick commercial break. We'll be right back.
Engage, educate, encourage, empower. Advertise. AWN has many opportunities for promotion of your brand, service, or product, including web creatives, blog posts, social media promotion, giveaways, and podcast audio commercials. Email empower@armywifenetwork.com to get started. We sincerely thank you for your support to empower military spouses, families, and their service members around the globe.
Listeners, we are back talking with Operation Deploy Your Dress co-founder and Armed Forces Insurance 2020 Army Spouse of the Year, Yvonne Coombes. Yvonne, right before we went to break, we were chatting and celebrating the successful history of ODYD. And so you mentioned this briefly, and I'm sure this next question is kind of on everyone's mind. How has COVID-19 impacted ODYD operations?
It slowed us. We weren't able to distribute. When we distributed dresses through about their, you know, early to mid-March, and then we've kind of stopped distributing dresses while we're all waiting out COVID, just like everybody else. But we haven't stopped behind the scenes. So we've added to our team, and we have a new marketing person that's helping us. And we have been putting together two new shops. So shop 8 and 9 will be opening in the fall. We're very excited about it. And so we've just been really focusing on getting their inventory stocked and getting them everything that they need so that they can have the best program that they can possibly have. So yeah, that's what we've been doing during COVID, is still growing.
I feel you on that. It's not something that, you know, because I think obviously you've had such the downtick kind of in deploying dresses because all the military balls were canceled. We were supposed to have a brigade ball at the end of May. And of course that was like not a thing anymore once COVID showed up, which is a bummer, but I completely get it that you guys are still rocking and rolling and planning and pushing towards the future. Cause the good news is COVID-19 is not going to last forever, and we're going to get through this, and we will be back to cutting up a rug, deploying our dresses once again, hopefully sooner than later. And you mentioned two new shops opening up. Are those classified, or can you tell us where those are going to be?
Absolutely not classified. We'll be at Fort Hood, Texas, and Fort Drum, New York.
Oh, cool. Oh, sorry. Yeah. I have people in both those places. They're going to be thrilled.
So both of them will be opening in the next couple of weeks in September.
That's exciting. Yes.
Yes.
Oh, sorry. So, I got goosebumps. So excited. Woo!
One of the really cool, exciting things about the Fort Hood shop, I was actually just there not long ago delivering some dresses and just, you know, hanging out and helping out a little bit with one of our other co-founders, Rania. We went and visited. And Maria Mendez-Reed, the 2019 Army Spouse of the Year, her team with Moving with the Military is actually building that shop for us.
Oh, so cool.
They've got amazing plans. It's going to be beautiful. And we're super excited about that. And then up at Fort Drum, we have some volunteers that are doing some amazing things. They've got like a New York City theme going in that shop. So it's really, really fun just to see the individual personalities that come out in these shops based on where they're located. And so we really get excited to see them when they're all put together and see what the volunteers have done with them.
That is super exciting. And I cannot wait to see your pictures online because I follow you guys on all the social media platforms and cannot wait to see as you guys kick that off here very shortly. So thinking about your expansion, your continued progress with all things Operation Deploy Your Dress, how can people get involved, help, if especially if they're near a location or even if they're not near a location?
So if they're near a location, it's great. You can just reach out. Each of our shops has its own Facebook page. So if it's at Fort Carson, just look up Fort Carson Operation Deploy Your Dress. If you're at Fort Hood, Fort Hood Operation Deploy Your Dress. We've kept it very generic, so it should be easy to find. Just reach out to them via messenger and let them know, hey, I would like to come in and volunteer. Or even if you don't want to go in and volunteer and help people find dresses, they can always use volunteers when the shop is closed to help organize dresses, to help process dresses, things like that. If you're handy and you can build things, they can always, you know, use things being built for their shops. So there's different ways. You don't have to want to handle dresses. I have two boys. They don't want to play with dresses, but they but they've spent many volunteer hours working with me. So there's something for everybody to be able to do if you're near an installation that we are located on. We have people who do dress drives for us, people who just donate their own dresses. We also have Amazon Smile that you can just designate us your Amazon Smile charity of choice. And then you don't have to do anything but shop like you normally would. It doesn't cost you anymore. And Amazon donates money to us based on what you've shopped for.
Cool. So
it's very, I think there's something for anybody to be able to get involved and help out with Operation Deploy Your Dress.
I'll need to set up my Amazon Smile account for that because I don't have one indicated yet. And clearly I believe in this organization and want to see you guys continue to prosper and grow and empower military spouses.
Amazon Smile just recently changed it to where you can set it up on your app. You used to have to go to like Amazon Smile website in order to order. And so then it was kind of like an extra step. And I think people weren't necessarily using it as much.
Right.
You just go into your settings on your app and you choose Amazon Smile. And then it says, choose your charity and you choose your charity and it's done one and done. You don't have to do it every time. Once you designate it, it's done.
Oh, I'm so glad you shared that because I was not tracking that. Now I am, and I'm very excited about it. Well, let's shift gears just a little bit because this is a question I've been dying to ask for months now. What has it been like being the AFI 2020 Army Mil Spouse of the Year?
You know, I think being, first of all, it was very exciting and shocking for me, but I was very honored and excited. And then we kind of, you know, again, then COVID. I think that's like the theme of lots of conversations.
Yes.
Then COVID.
Dot, dot, dot. Then COVID.
Dot, dot, dot. Then COVID. So, you know, we would normally get to be whisked off to DC and have this great gala where they present us our award. And we have this amazing week where we get to meet all the other SOIs from the different installations. And we become this great tight family. And so we've had to do that all virtually. So we've done a lot of Zoom calls virtually. The branch representatives, the 2020 branch representatives, we've become very close. We message all the time and stuff, but everything's been done virtually. None of us have met each other in person. We are actually working on a project together with the branch representatives that started it, but all the SOIs have kind of jumped on board and we're doing it together called the Million Mile Project. We've been doing it for a couple of weeks now, but it's not too late to join. It goes until September 5th. And all we ask is that people get out and move. You run, you walk, you bike, you swim, whatever. And then you give those miles to us. If you go on to Facebook, it's called Million Mile Project. Just look it up. There's a Facebook group. You can submit your miles. And what we're trying to do is bring awareness to the veteran and military suicide. Mm. And, you know, we just want to bring awareness to it. It's the military and veteran community loses 22 members every day to suicide. And, you know, it's a problem. And we want people to be aware of what's going on and working towards a solution. So, like I said, we've bonded together, and that's what we've done. It's 2020 year has been a little bit different for everybody, including mm-hmm. the AFI MSOI program, but we're working through it. And Armed Forces Insurance they've been amazing and trying to support us in any way that we can, and know that the things that we're normally out in public doing aren't always going to be able to be done right now, but they want to support us however they can anyway.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun to watch. Really encouraging, I guess. Fun might be the wrong word, but really encouraging to watch how Armed Forces Insurance and all of the branch winners and the overall MILSPASS of the year, how you all have adapted and I guess pivoted. That's another word of the year. Pivoted in this unprecedented experience that has been brought on by COVID-19. But again, I just think it's so neat that it hasn't hit you guys sitting down. It's not like, well, we can't go to DC, so I guess we're just going to like not do anything. Okay, well, here's a new no plan plan, and this is what we're going to do. And we're going to continue doing these projects, bonding with each other, and continue pressing forward to make that impact with whatever your platform is as you move forward. So that's been very, very encouraging to watch. And I just want to commend you and all of your fellow branch winners in that aspect for sure.
Well, thank you.
Well, beyond the, what was that called? The
Million Mile Project.
Million Mile Project. Is there anything else that the 2020 class of MSOIs are up to beyond the Million Mile Project?
This is what we're hyper-focusing on right now. And once we get through this, then I think we'll regroup and mm-hmm. see, you know, again, pivot and see where else we can help in the community. So that is our biggest thing right now is, you know, we like to say stronger together, and just figuring out where we can use our strengths and our connections and our network to help the military community as much as possible.
Absolutely. And again, it's been a joy to watch that and, you know, participate in it as well a little bit with the Million Mile Project, watching that come to fruition and seeing all those things pushed out on social media. Well, Yvonne, our time together is about over, which is exciting and also a bummer for me, but I would love it. Can you share with our listeners where they can go to find even more empowering information about Operation Deploy Your Dress and also your reign, I guess, as AFI 2020 Army Spouse of the Year?
Yep. I think Facebook is probably the easiest mm-hmm. For both of those things. We have Operation Deploy Your Dress on Facebook. If you just look up Operation Deploy Your Dress, that's the name of the Facebook page. And then Yvonne Coombs, 2020 Armed Forces Insurance Army Spouse of the Year is my Facebook page that I use to post what we're doing through AFI stuff.
Well, as I've mentioned several times during this interview, empowerment is kind of our AWN jam. And so we always want to hear what empowerment means to our guest. Yvonne, can you tell us how you would complete this sentence? Empowerment is...
I think I would say knowledge and strength in numbers. I have two answers, just, and I think they kind of go hand in hand. Mm-hmm. I think you get more knowledge from the more people you have in your network and in your tribe or whatever, you know, whatever it is, the term that you like to use there. And you can just get more accomplished when you do it together. It's easy sometimes to say, oh, it'd be easier for me just to knock this out and get it done on my own. But the strength in numbers, it's hard to argue mm-hmm. with that and what you can accomplish. So I think that would be my answer, knowledge and strength in numbers.
I feel like you are the living example of that with how the happy accident of how ODYD started at Fort Bliss that 5 years ago with those other four other spouses, and how you've combined your knowledge with those gals. And then now also as the 2020 AFI Army Spouse of the Year, how you're collaborating with your other branch winners and a lot of the base winners as well. So Yvonne, I have just thoroughly enjoyed our conversation. I've been looking forward to it for weeks now and just appreciate you taking time of your super busy schedule to share your experience about your incredible nonprofit Operation Deploy Your Dress and also your experience as Army Spouse of the Year for 2020. Here at AWN, we wish you all the best as you continue to empower military spouses around the globe. Now, back to our podcast hosts.
Thanks to Yvonne for sharing her empowering resources with us this week. And from all of us at Army Wife Network, we wish Yvonne a very happy birthday. Again, if you would like to connect with Yvonne or Operation Deploy Your Dress, check her out online via Facebook by searching Operation Deploy Your Dress or 2020 AFIMSOY Army, or on Instagram at ODYD1 or at EV_Coombs. If you didn't quite catch those handles and Facebook page names, be sure to check out the podcast show notes on armywifenetwork.com. Molly, what is your experience with Operation Deploy Your Dress?
So Operation Deploy Your Dress was my first introduction to the military spouses clubs that, you know, pop up on the different posts. And I got to open the Fort Benning, Georgia Operation Deploy Your Dress shop. It was definitely hard work, but it was very rewarding in the end to watch everyone come in and just kind of pick their dress, have a sigh of relief knowing that they were going to look flawless and it was in their budget.
What does it take to run something like that at Fort Benning or any installation?
Well, it takes a lot of volunteer man hours and it takes a lot of charitable individuals who give back by donating their gently used dresses, whether they were formal or for dining out type attire, and just making sure we were there to help the girls try on what they needed, find what they needed, and make them, you know, comfortable and allow them the ability to just shop and relax and have fun.
It always helps to know that you're going to have a nice gown and a little bit of support as you look for one in order to wear to any of those events.
It's definitely fun. I mean, because when the girls go into the shop, they are able to get an accessory, one accessory with each dress, whether it's jewelry or a handbag or shoes. So it's just a fun thing where the pressure's off with looking at the price tag. So if they love it, they can take it. It's not something they have to worry about. And a lot of units also would do coffees or socials where they would come and do it as a unit, as team building. And man, that is fun. Just watching everyone get together, have a great time and get to know one another. That way they aren't just fresh faces at a ball without knowing these people.
I think that's one of the hardest parts about going to a ball is when you're kind of bombarded with new faces and new names, and to have that connection beforehand must be so helpful and so appreciated.
And you see the guard come down from people. You see them walk in very curious and you see them walk out chatting and getting phone numbers. It's fun.
And for me, I find it so amazing to have all of these powerhouse military spouses in our community. So Yvonne is one of many mill spouses who identified a need in our community and filled it. And sometimes they fill the need by working together, as in the case of the Military Spouse of the Year Million Mile Project. Remember, it already started, but it runs until September 5th, leading into Suicide Prevention Week. So get out and move the way you like best, be it swimming, walking, running, or biking. Then post and share about your miles using the hashtag 20AFIMSOYMMP to help bring awareness to suicide prevention efforts for military families. You can find lots of information about logging your miles, receiving bibs, and more by searching the Million Mile Project group on Facebook. Molly, how will you get moving?
You know, my kids are gearing up for cross-country tryouts, so they're going to be running, and I am going to be walking behind them to make sure they're safe. So we're going to be logging quite a few miles between all of us, and it's all for a great cause. What about you, Sarah?
Mine will probably be chasing the kids around the block. We try to go, we try to take a walk every day, and at least around the block's a little bit of something, but between three kids and me, I think we should be able to log at least a little bit. also for a great cause.
Every little bit helps. Yep, every little bit helps.
That is true.
We are now at the point in the show when we share a specific resource to empower you in this military life journey via our resource recon. This week, we're looking beyond Army Wife Network. So let's chat about Women of the Chapel organizations, which include Protestant Women of the Chapel, which is PWOC, and Catholic Women of the Chapel, which is CWOC. The programs were designed to maintain a link between the chapel, the home, and the surrounding community, no matter where a military spouse roams. The groups usually meet once per month or more and often include free childcare and plenty of fellowship. There are overall group events, but also smaller group events, making it the perfect place to find your tribe. And Sarah, I am a member of the PWOC here at Fort Benning, and we meet weekly. Now, granted, this year it's going to look a little bit different, and we're still trying to figure that out. But have you been involved in either of these organizations?
I have not been involved in them, but I have heard so many wonderful things about them. We've always been stationed at some really small installations, and I know for some people, they recognize so many faces just from going to PWOC. Like, it's like, oh, I know her from this, and I also know her from this. And it's just a great way for so many people to connect in such a shared perspective.
It most definitely is. And it's one of those things, too, where, you know, you can get plugged in, find people who are like-minded, or just have that outlet of, you know, worship and praise with people, and you know they're there for the same reason. So there's no kind of, you know, well, what are you doing here? Like, hey, well, what do you have going on? We all know why we're there. And it's just, it's so just nice.
I feel like especially in this environment, even if you have to meet virtually, it's a really nice way just to walk away feeling a little bit lighter with everything that's going on.
It is. And our PWOC this year, just due to like the general order that we have on posts and everything, we're having to meet in smaller groups. So we're trying to do, we're not going to be able to meet at the chapel, but we're going to do in-home studies and a few Zoom just to meet people where they're at. And it's going to give us a more intimate study, which I think will be just a nice twist on it all this year.
And it's just one more thing to add to your little toolkit for your personal empowerment.
That is so true.
And speaking of empowerment, this week's final empowering resource comes via our Empowerment Patrol Report. Here's Empowerment Agent Amanda McNeese with her weekly report.
Hello, AWTR listeners. This is Amanda McNeese bringing you this week's Empowerment Patrol Report. Do you know someone who deserves some recognition for helping make a difference in your life? Here at Army Wife Network, we are always looking to recognize military spouses and organizations who have empowered you. If you have someone in mind that you'd love to nominate as our everyday empowerment recipient, please do so on our website, armywifenetwork.com. On the website, you'll find the tab labeled Get Involved, and then select Nominations and Everyday Empowerment. Additionally, under that same Nominations tab, you will find our AWN Empowers, where you can nominate empowering organizations that will receive recognition along with a donation from AWN. We would love to give praise and recognition to spouses and organizations who are helping you throughout your MilSpouse journey. Until next time, I'm Amanda McNeese, reminding you that we are never completely alone on this military life journey.
We here at Army Wife Network know that there are incredible and empowering military spouses around the world, so we want to hear all about them. Submit a nomination for an empowering spouse on our website via the Everyday Empowerment menu option. We also want to empower organizations that are doing good for military families, so you can also nominate them to receive a donation under our Get Involved menu entitled Army Wife Network Empowers. Well, listeners, that about wraps it up for this installment of Army Wife Talk Radio. Make plans to join us every Thursday at noon Eastern for our weekly Facebook Live MilSpouse Empowerment Moments. If you miss it, don't worry. We turn those into podcasts too. There won't be a September 7th episode in observance of Labor Day, but join us September 14th for our next full-length episode of Army Wife Talk Radio, when our Army Wife Network Command Team member Sherita Knobloch interviews Corey Yates to talk about planting roots. It's going to be another empowering show.
If you or someone you know has a product or service to share with our listeners and would like to join us on our mission to empower military families, we would absolutely love to begin a conversation about partnering up. Please email empower@armywifenetwork.com.
Listeners, we are here to walk through this military life journey with you, no matter what you're facing, be it deployment, PCS, parenting, furthering your education, or anything military life. Always remember, we've got your six. Engage, educate, encourage. Army Wife Talk Radio is your source for military life empowerment. This is your AWN Command Team signing out.
Thank you for tuning in to Army Wife Talk Radio. The views and opinions expressed in our show are personal. AWTR is in no way affiliated with the Department of Defense or any other branch of the armed services, and inclusion in our show does not reflect endorsement by the DOD, any local government, or their agencies. Until the next episode, head over to www.armywifenetwork.com to connect with all of our empowering resources. Engage, educate, encourage. AWN is your source for military life empowerment.